Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Experience Kills. With me today, your host Ben, is Richard.
Also your host, don't demote me yet.
My co-host, my partner in crime, the man who, without, there would be no Experience Kills.
That's it.
Are you happy now? Bitch. You happy now? Yeah, did I big you up enough?
Thank you very much. I will now stay and do the rest of the recording. Carry on.
We're here today to talk about a personal favourite game of mine. It's been out on PC for a while and it's a sequel to a 2013 absolute indie classic. And the game is One Finger Death Punch 2. Like I said, it's been out on PC for a little while. We actually looked at that game around the time of release. But I was so keen to play this on console, which to me is the kind of the home of the of One Finger Death Punch, because it was actually an Xbox ID game, if you remember those back on the 360 days. So I was so keen to do this, I got in touch with Silver Dollar Games, the publishers and the developers, and I was like, look, please send me a code so we can talk about this again, because I want any excuse possible to talk about One Finger Death Punch 2 in more detail in its entirety, because it is the coolest little game. Would you like me to tell you, Richard, what One Finger Death Punch 2 is?
I would. Well, we've talked about it before the show, but for anyone listening who doesn't know, you can tell me again, because I'm well up for hearing about this game. Somehow the original passed me by, and looking at this, it's totally my sort of game. So yeah,
100%.
Go for it.
It is a gaming experience which has a purity to it that you don't often see in modern releases. It does one thing and one thing only, which is you play as a nameless karate kung fu master that sits, or stands, I should say, really, more technically correct, in the middle of the screen. And the enemies come from the left and the enemies come from the right. You don't move, you just attack. And you attack the enemies when they get within a certain level of proximity to your character, and there's a few factors that will define when you can attack them. But when they are close enough, you hit either X or B, as it would be on the Xbox One controller, which is why I've been playing the console version, and then you will strike them, and you will kill them. Sometimes. Now, sometimes there will be enemies that require two hits, and sometimes there will be enemies that require a hit on the left, and then they'll move to your right, and you have to hit them on the right. And sometimes there will be enemies that require, like, a sort of a mini-game boss fight, which looks even more like Guitar Hero, with these different tracks that come down the screen that you have to hit in time. Yeah. And sometimes there will be boss enemies that require you to have, like, a test of might button-mashing skill. And sometimes there will be enemies that fire projectiles, which you can deflect, or send back to them, or dodge, or, you know, just destroy. And all of that combines to give you a huge amount of variety to what you're doing, but it's presented in a few different types of game modes. So you have like a level-based story mode with an overworld, which you can progress through. Then there's just a basic time attack mode. There's tower modes. There's one mode which I love, which is basically the tower mode with a cat obscuring two-thirds of the screen. Yeah, I said that. You heard that. A cat. A cat comes on the screen, a picture of a cat, and it gets in the way of about two-thirds to three-quarters of what you can see, and you basically have to play the game as if a cat has walked and obscured the screen. It doesn't go away, it just stays there in the way.
That's a novel new difficulty mode.
Yep. What makes you want to do these modes, what pushes you forward, is everything has leaderboards. Everything.
Right.
So you are constantly battling your friends and the global leaderboards to progress as far as you can, to get your highest combos possible, to do the most damage, to stay alive the longest, that sort of thing. So, it, like I said, Rich, it is a pure gaming experience. It does what it does, and it does it very, very well.
It does look great. There's something niggling me about it. It's exactly like a game I remember from childhood. And I can't remember the name of it. Now, anyone listening to this, you're going to have to tell me what it is. So it's not Karateka. It's not IK Plus. It's not Yi-R Kung Fu. But there is a game that does something very similar to this, where you do move. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up. But enemies come in from the left and right in exactly the same way as this, almost piling up. And there's a rhythm to it. So this is clearly inspired by that, I'm sure. But I can't remember what it's called, so help me out if you can. But yeah, whatever it was, I used to love that game. And this looks exactly like that sort of fun, but with that added Guitar Hero-ification layering on top of it with the rhythms and all the flashing colours and the bars. I think this looks great fun for a fan of rhythm action game devotees and, you know, action game fans too. Just looks like the perfect mashup.
It's incredible. I absolutely love it. It does so many cool little things. Like, I was just sat here thinking about it as you were talking, and when we discussed it before the show, you really hit the nail on the head describing it as basically like a rhythm action game, but the combat isn't necessarily to the beat of any kind of music, but it does have that similar visual trigger to make you want to hit the buttons. Yeah. It has an incredibly like intense soundtrack, which changes up and evolves as you go through the levels. And it does a lot with this like visual busyness in an effort to obviously keep the experience interesting, but also to try and distract you, because you end up getting into this flow state of focus where you are so just dedicated to watching that character on the screen and watching the enemies that approach, because they're all telegraphed, so you know which types of enemies are coming. They're color-coded and they often have different like health bar indicators underneath them as well to tell you, is it a two-hit enemy? Is it a one-hit enemy? Is it an enemy that's going to dodge? Is it an enemy that's going to counter? Is it one that's going to activate the boss fight situations? That sort of thing. So you're just focused so intently and you get into this place with your mind where all there is the game. You are just 100% just completely and utterly focused on what's happening in front of you. So they're trying to do things with like visual stuff happening in the background, or like power-ups happening, or like just crazy visuals, and it's funny and it's hilarious. And I've often caught my wife will come in and see me playing it, and she'll just sort of be watching it because it's quite hypnotic, and you feel like Neo in the Matrix. I mean, that's what's so cool about it. You feel like a complete badass when it's going well. It's not single hit elimination, so you can take more than one hit. You often have a bar, I think it's 10 health points, and you also have a kind of bar measuring the amount of misses you have as well, because what will happen is you usually take a hit when you miss an opponent, or you maybe attack too soon or something, and then that opens you up to get hit. It doesn't always, though. It depends on the situation. You won't always take a hit, but those particular elements will then move into how you are scored for that level if you're doing the level-based gameplay and stuff like that. So there's just a huge amount going on in this, and I really want you to get it, Richie, because I really want to compete with you on the leaderboards. I really want to see who's better, who can last longer in the various different modes and stuff like that. It's just really, really good fun.
I may well I'll probably pick it up. Just looking at how much it costs, it's only £7, £7.49 on Xbox.
Yeah, so absolute bargain.
Easy to just walk into that on a snap purchase, especially when it looks that much fun. There's not many games, I can't think of many games in recent times that have had that sort of zen aspect to it. You know, you're talking about just getting soaked up in it and it's hypnotic and you just... Mm. Totally entranced by the experience. There aren't many games that do that. I'm thinking back to older days of playing Tempest 2000 on Jaguar that just sucked you into it completely to the extent that you forgot the world existed around you.
Yeah.
I love that sort of thing. It's quite rare, but it's great when it comes along.
The ones that come to mind for me in that were Polybius and Tetris Effect in VR.
Oh, yes.
And it does have... There is an element of that to this game. Maybe not quite as much as Touch Effect. I'm just trying to imagine what One Finger Death Punch would be like in VR. And that's a little bit scary. So I'm not sure we want to do that. But there is a connection you have, because the controls are so basic. You know, you're literally, all you're doing are those two buttons on the controller. There is nothing else to worry about. So you're not concerned about inputs. You're just concerned about timing. And because of that, you can just fall into the experience. And it's brilliant. It's hypnotic, and it just makes you want to play more all the time. And you'll have a session and you'll come away sweating and like remembering to blink for the first time in 20 minutes. And it's like, oh, you're exhausted, but you want to try it again. You know you can do better. You know you can get further. So it just keeps making you want to come back for more. I absolutely adore this game. Like, proper game of the year contender for me already, and we're not even into the proper releases for this year. I absolutely love it. It's just so pure.
Big statement. Does it have any direct competitive elements? So it's got the leaderboards. Is there anything beyond that where you can compete in real time?
I believe there is a co-op mode. Which I have not had a chance to test. And I think it's local only co-op. I mean, I'm not sure how it works, in all honesty. I've not tried that. But competitive, no. Not like fighting each other. No, nothing like that, as far as I know.
I'll be buying it then, Ben.
Fantastic. I think, is that another episode of Experience Kills?
I think we're done. I'll go and pre-order it in a minute.
Brilliant, I can't wait to play. So that game is out as of now, at the time you are hearing this. I can't recommend it enough that you check out One Finger, Death Punch 2, not the easiest title to say in quick succession, by Silver Dollar Games, out now on Xbox One, already on PC, and yeah, it's just blindingly good fun. If you want to know about more video games, because let's be honest, we're always talking about more video games, please give us a like and subscribe on the YouTube channel. You can also follow us at Experience Kills. You can find me personally on Twitter at DIYE, and you can find Richard at Colonel Red. Please give us a follow, give us a like, give us a subscribe, give us a comment. It all means a great deal. Hello to all our new subscribers. We've had quite a few sign up recently, so that's really great to see. And yeah, you can also check all these videos out in podcast form, and you can find those on basically any good podcast provider such as Spotify or iTunes, etc., etc. So until next time, I think it's fair to say, go play One Finger Death Punch 2, and when you're done doing that, give us a like and subscribe, and we'll be back soon. Have a good one.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.